49 and go through 353, you'll see a concept that's pretty familiar out there in Adventism. I'm just going to catch a few of his paragraphs. The seal of God is received after the loud cry. The latter rain is the power for the loud cry. The judgment of the living takes place after the latter rain falls. Now, brothers and sisters, if you've been through the first three presentations here, you will remember that in Testimonies Volume 5, Sister White says, no one receives the seal of God until they've overcome all sin. Then the latter rain is poured out upon them. She very clearly says the seal of God comes first. We've been referring to a quote over and over again in this study where she says the seal of God is the signal, what signalizes those that have been sanctified by the truth, and only by seeing those that have been sanctified by the truth, or in other words, in that paragraph, only by seeing those that are sealed can the world be warned. The final warning message, the loud cry that goes forth under the latter rain, can only be delivered by people that have the seal of God. And yet here is a teaching. The seal of God is received after the loud cry. On the next page, he says, the latter rain is not the reward of the judgment of the living. The latter rain is the continual bestowal of the Holy Spirit to finish the work begun by the early rain. It is a preparation for the judgment and the seal of God. So here he's taking the latter rain and saying this is the preparation for the seal. When Sister White says, when we are sealed, then the latter rain will fall. And that's in Testimonies Volume 5. Concerning the blotting out that we looked at in our last presentation, in the next page he says this. Peter is saying, repent ye and be converted, so your sins may be blotted out. This blotting out of sin is the sin in our lives, and not the blotting out of the record of sin in the most holy place. It is true that we must have the victory over all sin before we can receive the latter rain, but we will receive the latter rain before the final judgment and the blotting out of our record of sin from the book of life. So here, in order to make his false premises blend, he has to divide up the blotting out of sin in my life with the blotting out of sin in the record books or in your life. And this is inconsistent with the passages that we began out with in our first presentation of this series, that each case is individual.